Hello, welcome to Killer Cross Space, episode 56. This is going to be on the Warner Jane Doe, which Warner is a town in Oklahoma. It's going to be probably a short episode, but I thought this story was really interesting when I stumbled upon it. But on the afternoon of November 12th, 1991, outside of Warner, Oklahoma, a fisherman, I also heard that he was called a hunter, so I'm not sure which one's which, but like I said, we'll just go with whatever. But was near Jake's Lake off Interstate 40. Like I said, I'm assuming fishermen. So it's with the fishing. But this afternoon would be an odd sight because the witness would notice a woman and a man on the other side of the lake. It was said he was about 400 feet from the scene, and he would hear the young lady screaming on the ground while the man was knelt in front of her, and eventually he would see the young man raise his hand, strike something repeatedly, then place something to a trash bag and threw it, basically. And supposedly it was reported that the man who had done this saw the hunter and yelled at him. I'm assuming this would be for the reason the lady was pulled up the hill by screaming and placed into a vehicle. After the couple left the area, the witness would go over to find a trash bag on the ground. And he would open the bag to find a body of a newborn baby. And the witness would come to realize he had watched the lady give birth and the young man beating the baby to death. At the time, he wasn't sure what was going on because of the distance between them, but he had watched them for about 30 minutes. He would phone the police, and once they arrived, they would search to identify who the baby belonged to in hopes of catching the killer. The community, would come together to hold a memorial service for the newborn baby. Money was raised to give the baby a proper burial ground as well. And like, what kind of mother would allow this to happen to her newborn baby? The couple was described as followed. Both of them were Caucasian. The woman was around 20 years old, medium length, brown hair, and was around 5'5" with a slender build. The man was around 20 years old, was between 5'9", 6 foot, with a slender build as well. He had black shoulder length hair and a mustache. The baby was mixed race, so the man was not believed to be the child's father. And the car they were seen in was a mid-70s white on Chevy. We fast forward to July 2009. So you're looking at, might as well say, almost 18 years of nothing. So, cold case. And DNA testing would eventually identify the baby's mother to a 37-year-old woman named Penny Lowry. She had been interviewed 6 days, even after the murder back in 91, but claimed she hadn't been pregnant at the time. And they were also able to pull the DNA to who the father was, but like I said, he was still not a suspect because the father was, a black man. At the results had come back, Penny had confessed to killing her newborn baby. In October 2010, she would plead guilty to be an accessory to the murder of her baby girl. She was sentenced to 45 years in prison, but she would still not name the white male who took part in the murder. And personally, to me, I wonder if the man forced her into allowing him to kill the baby because the child was not his. But then again, she might have been behind it too. At least, finally she confessed to it, even though she should have done it way sooner when they interviewed her. And she should definitely mention the guy's name because that sicko still walks around knowing what he had done.